Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into overdrive, Habu in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, Alex Jones, thank you so much. You know, just a comment about you, and I'm not sucking up. You've been one guy, the one person in this country who's been so stentorian in your views against this whole false flag operation. Your analysis has been trenchant and thorough, and it is because of your unstinting a commitment to the truth, and I think and people better listen to you. I know you have a great audience around the world, but what you do is really in the interests of humanity. And thank you. Just a quick point, please. You know, I hope we can apply a full court press. And emphasize that this is a false flag, and if this is a nation that talks about democracy ad nauseum, then are they going to listen to the overwhelming number of people who are against this?
How big a deal do you think it is to have 500-1 people calling Congress against this? I mean, that tells me America is actually waking up.
Well, it's going to boil over if these politicians don't listen to us. And you know, the one area you've also really excelled in is appealing to the armed services people. When they start showing those placards, and as those numbers swell, then we've reached the tipping point, my friend.
I agree with you. And then they've got these movie star women out there pushing the war, trying to use sex to sell war. It's so sick.
Well, I shan't take any more of your time. Thank you so much for the courtesy, and you are a great human being first and a great American.
Well, you're very sweet, sir, but I just want to survive. And half the time I'm just burnt out and exhausted, and it's unlistenable. But you know what? I'm trying to tell the truth. And so if God's with us, who can be against us? I think it comes down to that in the final equation. Let's talk to Bruce in Canada. Bruce, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Pretty good, bud.
Good. Just a couple of comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
The first one's on Syria with the U.S., China announcing bringing ships in.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out all of a sudden. Just go ahead and make your point quick. China bringing troops in, I think you said.
Yeah, bringing ships in there from China or Russia. I was watching one of the videos went back.
That's a cordless phone, isn't it?
A cordless phone, Alex. Yes, it is.
I know the sound of them. They're worse than cell phones unless you're right near the deal. But you've been on hold a while, so I guess you walked away from the... How many hundreds of yards are you away from the base?
Give me 1 second, and I'm going to get closer to that thing.
There you go. We're going to get him on air one way or another, folks. I've learned the sound of a cordless phone that's 100 yards away.
Okay, well, how's that?
It's good. Go ahead now.
All right. My quick question is...
I give up, brother. I wanted to hear your question, but it's just it isn't working. Oh, boy. Real quick question or comment. Craig in California, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I had a quick comment about the term false flag itself and how it seems to be breaking into the mainstream media a bit and how important I think that is. I mean, the reason I think it's important is when I first heard about you in 2005, you were talking about that a lot and you were explaining what it is. It's a military tactic, CIA tactic. And we're citing references about how that has had been the case, how these have been pulled off historically. The other day I heard Dennis Kucinich actually use the word itself when he was asked about what happened in Syria. And he actually used the term false flag.
Ron Paul's using it. Pat Buchanan's using it. Rush calls it frame up. Dan Bondi, folks, got it out at the Boston bombing. God bless you, callers. I'm sorry we're out of time. Back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have communicated in no uncertain terms with every player in the region that that's a red line for us.
I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have just a lot of trouble dealing with the level of lying I'm seeing. Where Obama said on Saturday that there would be no boots on the ground when there's already boots on the ground for 2.5 years, Western commandos and contractors lasing targets and basically giving insight and tutelage to the Al-Qaeda forces that have started the war with Syria. And then they have the nerve to call the rebels activists and protesters. The activists and protesters blew up some more churches yesterday and shelled Christian villages and chopped off more Christians' heads. Over 2 million people fled Syria already the last year. That's AP's numbers. Mainly Christians and Muslim minorities, knowing that the jihadis are going to chop their heads off. And then we get to have Obama up there saying we will share in the moral responsibility for anyone who's hurt in this crisis when they're the ones that started it. And then the Secretary of State, Kerry, Rubberface or whatever you want to call him, Frankenstein, he gets up there and says, quote, anyone against this intervention will be responsible for further atrocities when they are the authors of the entire thing that's happened over there, the disaster. Now you heard Obama on Saturday. We played the clip on Monday. I shot a video about it on Saturday where he said there will be no boots on the ground. This will be limited and surgical. Now they're saying, oh, well, the resolution's unlimited. We can attack anybody in the world we want. We need 75,000 troops on the ground. The Pentagon comes out and says, we were told to have 75,000 troops ready. What do you think they have amphibious Marine Corps groups off the coast for? They have amphibious delivery ships, the big ships that disgorge the amphibious landing craft. The propeller-driven, the hovercraft, all of it, the attack helicopters, the tanks, the armored vehicles, they're all waiting with now six missile cruisers and aircraft carriers arriving, all there. Of course they plan to invade the place. You hear Kerry go, well, if the country implodes, then we don't want that to happen, of course. We're only trying as hard as we can. But if it implodes, because the plan is to break it in three parts at least. Well, two, they'll take three. Three's their goal. And the Council on Foreign Relations puts out the battle plan. Wesley Clark's talked about it repeatedly. This is all on record for over a decade, the plan for Syria. And then they sit there acting like, oh, jeepers, creepers, Jiminy Crickets, Alice. We are really concerned about the children and the nerve gas. And we reported on this back in March. We reported on it yesterday. It's now McClatchy News. Today, Russia says it's compiled a 100-page report blaming Syrian rebels for chemical weapons attack. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're dealing with. This article right here from McClatchy. Russia says it has compiled a 100-page report blaming Syrian rebels for chemical weapons attack. Russia says it has compiled a 100-page report detailing what it says is evidence the Syrian rebels, not forces loyal to President Bashar Assad, were behind a deadly sarin gas in the suburb of Aleppo earlier this year. Yeah, that's the big one we've been reporting on. In a statement posted on the Russian Foreign Ministry website Wednesday, yes, we covered it yesterday, Russia said the report had been delivered to the United States in July. Yes, we covered it then as well, and includes detailed scientific analysis of samples that Russian technicians collected at the site of the alleged attack. Well, folks, the Turks caught them last year and this year with nerve gas sneaking back and forth across the border, the Al-Qaeda forces. So there's that. Russia warns of nuclear disaster in Syria if it is attacked, and admit what the Israelis have said for a long time, Russian designed and built many research reactors. At least one. There are a lot of these research reactors, folks. They've got two in Austin, Texas. Just to give you, we're supposedly not on the map of nuclear sites. We have two of the things, one at the Pickle Center and one under the UT Tower. By the way, it's leaking, according to my information. So whatever, it's good for you, Ann Coulter said. If a warhead by design or by chance were to hit the miniature neutron source reactor near Damascus, the consequences could be catastrophic. Russian Foreign Minister spokesman Alexander Lukashev stated, according to Russia Today. So there you go. That's CBS News reporting on that. Brutality of Syrian rebels posing dilemma in the West, the New York Times says, and they're finally showing videos that we have up on Infowars.com of soldiers being shot, soldiers being beheaded. But that's nothing, folks. They're throwing kids off roofs, beheading Christian priests. It just goes on and on. By the way, I tweeted last night at Real Alex Jones a Breitbart story where they were shelling from a monastery, a Christian village, and burning it to the ground. And there's videos and photos of this. And I saw on Twitter Obama supporters. I followed back to their Twitter sites last night. They were all big Democrats. And they said, aha, Breitbart, you mean BS. You right-wingers, you're scum. You know, they were. You can go read the tweet, you know, telling me that I'm a big liar and stuff. But I'm just a liberty lover. As I've always said, it's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. It's about freedom versus tyranny. It's about libertarian versus authoritarian. And I go to these Democrats' Twitter sites, and they're on my site saying I'm wrong, nobody's killing Christians. Media people are just scum. All because it's Obama, like these Democratic Congress people, they're saying they're going to vote for the war in loyalty to Obama. That's like you're going to, you know, line people up and shoot them in concentration camps in loyalty to Hitler. And then they made fun of me on there. And again, I don't mind being made fun of. You don't freak me out the way you think you do. Calling me a redneck, calling me a racist, all this stuff like they're doing on my Twitter feed. It freaks me out that you're so bad and you're so dumbed down and you're so unreachable that you're so lost that you'll do anything for Obama. As we pointed out in Austin, Texas, and in Los Angeles with our Man on the Street interviews, you 9 out of 10 Austinites in trendy areas, if you say, we're going to take all the guns and put gun owners in FEMA camps, 9 out of 10 sign it. If you say, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 for Obama, people sign it. If you say, we're going to set up checkpoints and we're going to search everybody's homes without warrants for Obama, 9 out of 10 sign it. We're going to ban water for the environment, Obama said, they sign it. And they just sit there calling me racist because I'm against murdering a bunch of innocent Syrians. I understand it. You're unintellectual, dumbed down buffoons, and that's your intellectual response, is to call me a redneck, call me a racist, call me stupid, say I'm full of baloney, because you intellectually can't come to grips with what's going on. And you know what? You are getting to me, but not in the way you think. I'm really sad that you're so pathetic, and I'm really worried about this country and our whole future. Now, let me give you the good news before I get back into the incredible Syria developments. This is a total collapse of the establishment. The bad news is they're going to try to strike back, and I want to open the phones up today and get your take on if you agree with me on that, and what do you think that staged event will be? They're going to try to change the subject now because they tried to change the subject from the 7 scandals with this new Syria thing, but that didn't work. So they're going to try to change the subject, and it's going to have to be big because there's a total sea change, a turning of the lake, a flipping here, a flashpoint. I mean, you're living it. You're living history right now. And by the way, I was the first to say it 2 weeks ago. Not bragging. I can feel it in my gut and see it politically. But in my gut, it's just unbelievable. Okay. Now you see everybody else saying it because it's happening. Okay. It's happening right now. But let me tell you something. I think I'm going to start staying up here about 17 hours a day, actually, until this is all played out, because this is like war room stuff. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to pull something very, very soon. Guaranteed. And it may be a new big chemical attack or something. It may be they'll have rebel forces fire missiles out of Syria into Israel with medium range. Anybody ever think about that? I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. And believe me, they've got a bunch of plans laid out at the White House and at the National Security Council right now. And the heavy hitters are deciding which button to push. They're going to push one of the buttons unless we get the word out about false flag like our lives depend on it. But here's the deal. I don't think this new staged event is going to work either. But they may not care. They may just move ahead and use the emergency alert system to take over the media, to shut down talk radio. They may start staging domestic stuff. They may blow stuff up and say the Patriot Movement. They may try to assassinate Obama in some staged event with some patsy. I mean, let me tell you, I can literally tell you what's going on in the White House historically by studying the criminology of these people. They are in meetings right now while Obama is at the G20 in St. Petersburg. The heads of the National Security Council are in there right now with their psych warfare chiefs, and they've got probably 20 different plans on the table looking at which ones they're going to play. They've got the cards in their hand, and they're looking at what they're going to play because their whole house of cards is coming down. Let me tell you why. It's now safe to talk about the NSA, the New World Order, the secret arrest, the torture, the checkpoints. Everybody's starting to speak out, so it makes it safe for everybody. The NRA suing the NSA for creating a secret gun registry. Folks, it's on! It's on!
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, let me try to break this down clearly. I know most of you understand this probably better than I do. But historically, tyrannies look invincible, and they tell everybody, oh, there's no depression, oh, this isn't a war, oh, our dear leader is infallible, oh, no one will ever defeat them, the elite is invincible, until finally people underground criticize the system, point out its lies, point out its fraud. You've always got maybe 30-40% of the population that'll go with the establishment view because they are so dumbed down and cowardly and don't respect themselves, so they feel powerful when they go with the establishment. But finally, when they see the mass of the public wake up, they will then join with the public as well. And so suddenly you will have the vast majority of people turning against the system and believing nothing it says. And generally, historically, propagandists that run the systems, if you study Joseph Goebbels and others, they will actually intensify the lying. So I never said there was a red line, even though he had a press conference saying, America and I have set specific red lines, and we've told everybody in the region and our allies, this is it, it's in stone, you cross it, it's on. 1 year later, I never said that. How dare you say I said that? 5 days ago, Saturday, we will never have boots on the ground. You have my firm pledge. 4 days later, yesterday, of course we need boots on the ground. 75,000 troops. It's now coming out that Obamacare is not going to just double, but in many states, triple your premium. There is no free health care. There was free health care under charity before. It's all gone. It's going to be gone now. The free health care will now be gone. You will now not get the surgery. You will get a cane for your knee. You will not get eye surgery. You'll get a cane again. It's all on record. You're going to lose everything. Written by foreign banks. Everything. New story out up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com, The Examiner out of Washington. Warning, D.C. cops under orders to arrest tourists with empty bullet casings. You know, people wear empty bullet casings around their necks or they have them on their keychain or whatever. You're going to jail, and the police have been ordered. You be on the lookout for tourists that don't know. We want to fill our jails with the scum Americans. Let me tell you, when you're in D.C., the cops go out of their way, and I videotape this and put the videos out there on YouTube. They'll see a little kid with a camera. They'll walk over and say, you know you're not allowed to have that. Start screaming at the parents because they've been given orders. You let the public know they're scum. It came out in the Washington Times about 6 years ago that people that park their cars legally, police and tow trucks that off-duty own the tow truck companies, they're just mafia, they pull up in uniform and were taking cars, in one case, when the news caught them, at McDonald's, legally parked, going in to eat the GMO stuff. And you come out, and the cops, and the person said, what are you doing? And the cops get out and put a gun to your head. They're nothing but bandits, folks. And they're going to rule this country. It's theirs now. They're going to take your pensions. They're going to pull your wife over and take the money out of her purse. They're going to take it all. In Chicago, in New York, in D.C., in L.A., everywhere the New World Order is in control, they're going to take. There's a new video out of a cameraman on a street corner, and the cop walks up, it's on Infowars.com, and says, I'm going to smash your teeth in with that camera. And you know what all over the country they do? They show you who you are, just like they're going to show everybody that they run Al-Qaeda, and they run the chemical attacks, and they run the whole thing right now. They're going to show you. Of course, the truth is everybody's just waking up, and we're going to show the New World Order. You thugs thought Americans were cowards? Let me give you a little real insight on the American people. The American people haven't been cowards. They've been too busy working, paying the private Federal Reserve via the IRS. They've been too busy drugged up on all the GMO and the fluoride in the water. They haven't been afraid of all your intimidation. They've been too busy or too lazy. But now you're going to shove people around a little too much, aren't you? But, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Is people are waking up and saying, no, look at this right here. But when you go into D.C., folks, you're there to be preyed upon by a criminal kleptocracy. You understand that? And they'd have the whole country like D.C. if they could. A bunch of criminals paid for by taxpayer money with armed guards in armored fortresses with a disarmed slave population. Remember the famous video came out last year? A family asked the police politely for directions, tourist. And the cop goes, pull over, I'm going to arrest you for asking me directions. I mean, it's not like New York where they say, am I a phone book and yell at you? They go, you know what? I'm going to take your whole family to jail, and CPS is going to take your kids. But, sir, I just asked directions politely. You pull over, scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits way of life. Your black past is my most valued possession.
Wow, we're getting a little bit of a 2020 confession here from John Kerry coming in. No, actually, that's Dave Mustaine.
Mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Here's some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Report, China sends warships to coast of Syria. Russia warns of nuke disaster if Syria attacked. Atrocities committed by Syrian protesters, as CNN calls them. Chopping people's heads off is protesting. Is this what we fight for? We've got a movie star coming out. Miss Milano doing a fake sex tape pushing the Syrian war. Man, those fake liberals in Hollywood are the scum of the planet. continuing the Syrian war. What you're not being told by Zero Hedge. Pentagon knew in 2012 it would take 75,000 ground troops to secure Syria's chemical weapons facilities, bare minimum. John Kerry steals Wolfowitz's lines for Syria war. Two members of Congress join 14 others in saying that we need to impeach Obama, and two other members join them in saying that we don't want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So that line is definitely getting picked up. And some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. Russia claims 100-page report blaming Syrian rebels for chemical weapons attack. I mentioned that. It's out of McClatchy. I'm not tooting our horn. Back in March, the Russians put out a smaller report that this is based on. It was sent to the United States in July. We covered it again. We covered this again yesterday. Now it's national news with McClatchy mirroring our report. By the way, I noticed trolls in our article saying we were liars yesterday. We're not lying about any of this. People want to sit there and claim we're making stuff up. By the way, I was thinking this morning, I didn't really get scared, but I realized how much danger I'm probably in, so we need your prayers. That we broke 2 days ago now on Tuesday evening. It's now Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon in some time zones. Our source at the Air Force Base in West Texas, that a bunch of nuclear warheads that weren't supposed to even be on the base under treaty since the mid-80s were loaded on trucks and driven out, and they asked the truck driver, where's this going? Because everybody was so freaked out, and they said, South Carolina. And, I mean, that's a real source known by us that was in charge of something. I'll just leave it at that, okay? I mean, I'm sure the government's got everything tapped. We were told this over the phone and by text, so the government even knows who it is. And the whole point is, you know, they had the whole Minot, North Dakota deal where the cruise missiles came up missing. They had a whole congressional investigation, and a bunch of people on the base got killed who were witnesses that saw it. And, I mean, our source is not lying. And they were told they were nuclear weapons. I mean, and I start saying to myself, let's just say they were different warheads. Maybe they were mistaken. You know, I don't want to believe this myself. I don't want to be the one breaking this. And that's why I was jogging down the hike and bike trails morning. I had to just sit down for a minute and just think. I was like, man, I don't like being in this position. And I don't mean to sit here and talk about myself and the show. It's just that this is fantastical that our government's hijacked by ruthless, crazy banks. They run Al-Qaeda. They're shelling Christian villages as we speak. The leftists are attacking me, saying I'm racist because I'm covering it, and calling me redneck, which is really racist. You've got Obama running around saying he never said there were red lines, saying there'll be no boots on the ground when Kerry says, yeah, they need authorization because that may be needed if Syria implodes when they're trying to implode it. The NSA spying on everyone. I told you years ago the NSA spying on gun owners creating databases. Now the NRA has evidence and is suing over it, according to the Hill newspaper. NRA joins ACLU lawsuit, claims NSA starting gun registry. Well, of course they have a gun registry. And of course they spy on everybody. And of course the DEA is in the NSA when you're on the phone talking about marijuana. Of course it's all illegal. Of course they don't get warrants. They are a criminal group, ladies and gentlemen. And then we have the spectacle of Barack Obama in Sweden yesterday before he got on the plane and flew into St. Petersburg in Russia for the G20 summit. And a reporter who obviously is starstruck and really thinks this is a liberal god. They're so liberal in Sweden, and they mean well. They would put their kids, you know, in a garbage disposal. They were told to do it and told it was liberal. She's like, what about the dilemma? You have spoken for peace and in the war. How you do it? Oh, my God. And you've got Obama up there on the podium. I mean, Obama is a front man reading off a teleprompter. Meant to sell the idea that he's a peace prize winner. Given a peace prize, when he never had done anything for peace ever. And now they have orchestrated the Arab Spring to put radicals in every secular country and wreck them so they can slaughter Christians and Muslim minorities. I mean, they're really doing it. That's what they want to do. That's who these control freaks are, folks. They want to ban Christianity. Germany's banned homeschooling since World War II under Hitler and arrests people and takes their kids and drugs them. And when you flee to America and try to get political asylum, Eric Holder puts you on a plane back to Berlin to be arrested. These people are evil. I mean, we're not just saying that. They're bad. They hate you. They hate private property not in their hands. They hate the fact you're armed and don't live in a crime syndicate like they do where you're fed on. And the criminals then rob your house and pay loot to the police who then fence the money up. I mean, Bloomberg and all these people, the evidence is overwhelming, folks. They're all part of it. They're criminals. They don't want you being armed. They don't want low crime rates. They live in armored compounds with 15 bodyguards. They enjoy you living in fear. They enjoy women being raped every night, walking back from work in New York and can't protect themselves. They love it, and they're going to keep doing it. They are criminals. Criminals are criminals because they have criminal mindsets. They are master criminals, filled with criminal energy. And it's going to take liberty energy and true warrior energy who values honor and who values goodness. We have to smash these cockroaches. And to do that first, you've got to stand up and say, I don't care what you do to me, you maggots. I know you're the scum of the earth, and I'm coming after you with the pen, which is mightier than the sword, and we are going to lay waste to you frauds. So do whatever you're going to do. We're committing, and it's a good feeling to be driving this train. You're driving your train out there as well of resistance, and just to slam down the lever and just say, I'm going full speed ahead into the enemy, and just sit there hopping around in the carriage of that thing with bloodshot eyes staring out the front visor. And that's what life's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ram these people down. We're going to run over them. Now, if people are freaked out by this, folks, you're freaked out by the spirit of liberty. Paul Revere and others wrote all up and down the colony saying, get your firearms and get ready to kill people. That's what to arms the redcoats are coming means. Get your guns, get ready to kill. People are like, oh, what a great patriot. I get up there with Piers Morgan and say, you're on notice, boy. We're done. You want to enslave us? Don't say you care about the kids. This is about enslaving us under the UN treaties. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. Because that's what's going to happen. You think you're going to have some civil war and paint us as terrorists? And you're just going to walk all over us, buddy? I'm calling you out and I'm marking you as an enemy if all this stuff goes down. You think you people are just going to pull some type of commie red terror takeover and we're just going to sit here and take it? You think you're going to run Al-Qaeda and murder Christians worldwide and we're going to sit there and not speak out against it? You think we're just going to stand down? You think that we're just going to go along with all of this? If you think that, you've got another thing coming. And people say, man, this guy gets crazed. I am crazed. I know we're fighting tyrants. I know they're killers. We're breaking news about missing nuclear weapons, folks. You think this is fun? This is not a game. And people need to get that through their heads. But I have chosen not to be a coward. I have chosen to not crouch down and lick the hands that feed us. I don't want to be fed by the New World Order. The war has already begun. The globalists are exterminating innocent people from Africa to Latin America for UN carbon sinks, taking over their property to give it to big agribusiness. They are involved in forced sterilization, extermination programs worldwide. Of course they lie to you. Of course they put poison in your water. You've always been the globalist enemies, America. And the reason Americans haven't woken up sooner is they've been chemically lobotomizing us. We've been under chemical warfare. And so now I ask all the listeners out there this question. They're going to stage something. Will it be a fake assassination attempt on Obama? Will it be another big nerve gas attack they stage? Will it be launching medium-range missiles out of Syria at Israel, saying that Assad did it? Will it be setting off an atomic bomb in a major U.S. city, a low-yield weapon, so they can bring in the whole martial law grid? Will it be going ahead and just invading and using that crisis as a political distraction? Will it be a mass shooting blamed on a militia group working with jihadists? I mean, we can see that script being pushed. We know what they're going to do. We know they're different avenues, they're different battle plans, because they war game those and they push those narratives out there so the public has already been acclimatized to it, so you'll buy the story when it happens. A self-fulfilling prophecy, a revelation of the method, an externalization of the hierarchy, a subconscious Stockholm syndrome stimuli to scare your subconscious that knows they're the ones behind it. When they get up there and tell these lies that are so obvious and admit the NSA spying on you and all this, they want to scare everybody. So everybody goes, oh, my gosh, they are the terrorists. Oh, my gosh, they do run Al-Qaeda. Oh, my gosh, we better shut up. We better keep our heads down. They might come get us. They're going to get everybody if we don't stand up against us. Okay? They're going to get everybody if we don't stand up against the New World Order. And we, the people, have to come together against this. The globalists are fundamentally against us. They're already putting sodium fluoride in the water. They're already putting the GMOs by design into the foods, the hidden viruses that have been identified, and all the rest of it. Just makes me sick. I mean, we are living in an absolute science fiction movie. And they are waging war on us, a tiny kleptocratic group that think they're playing God, that see the general public as a scourge that has infested the earth. And they are waging war on us. And so many yuppies out there think that there are too many people, so like you're part of the establishment because you tacitly buy into this whole thing and feel like you're a member of the establishment. That is not how this works. You have already been targeted. Many people out there listening to me are going to end up getting diagnosed with terminal cancer in the near future. Your neighbors, your friends, your family are, because we're under attack. They've already gotten a lot of us. They've already assaulted us over and over again through the water, through the food. That's what these cowards do. They don't stand up and fight us. They do it incrementally. They do it in the dark. They creep around. And they want to just tell us be calm and go back to sleep and or be a member of the establishment, play ball. There's no playing ball with these exterminists. It's us or them. Let's go to this clip I was mentioning of Obama yesterday being asked by a reporter in Europe about his Peace Prize, which is such a sick joke now, which they knew full well what Obama was planning. It was just a continuation of the globalist takeover program, and that's part of the sick joke. War is peace. That's what this is. Let's go to the clip.
Mr. President, you've given very eloquent talks about the moral force of nonviolence. I was wondering, could you describe the dilemma to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner and getting ready to attack Syria? And also, in what way did the talk that I had today with Prime Minister Reinfeldt move the world a step closer to resolving the climate crisis?
I would refer you to the speech that I gave when I received the Nobel Prize. And I think I started the speech by saying that compared to previous recipients, I was certainly unworthy. But what I also described was the challenge that all of us face when we believe in peace, but we confront a world that is full of violence and occasional evil.
War is peace. That's enough of him.
Becomes, what are our responsibilities?
Now remember, they think you're so dumb that they don't They don't think that you know that they started the war with Syria, injecting rebels in, they call activists. I saw CNN again yesterday call them protesters and activists with tanks and rocket launchers and anti-aircraft missiles. Okay, so I want to open the phones up now, and in the next hour we'll go to your phone calls. Do you think I'm right? This is a collapse in confidence in them? I mean, I know I'm right, but what's your take on that and how big this is? A. B, what do you think the false flag's going to be? Because there's no way you can see it in their body language. You can see it. They're freaked out. They know the world sees exactly who they are. But they're still in control of the banking system. They're in control of the private Federal Reserve. They're in control of the infrastructure. They've got their media takeover systems in place. They've got paramilitary troops trained in every city to take on the American people. I mean, they are the global occupiers. They are the foreign banker takeover armies who wear our flag on their shoulder. They are the infiltrator. They are the enemy. They are the, Terminators. Might as well be space aliens or robots that look like us. You know, who come into our Warren at night like in the first Terminator and open fire on us with a plasma ray. I mean, you know, that's who they are. That's how they see us. They're here to kill us. They're here to enslave us. They're here to wreck us. They're here to break up our families. That's not just rhetoric. These people are the plague.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
So, right now, the foreign mega banks, the globalist crime syndicate, is planning the next false flag. Will it be another chemical attack? Will it be a nuke going off? Will it be firing missiles out of Syria? They control about half the country. Into Israel, blaming it on Assad. Will they machine gun people at the opening games of the NFL next week? I mean, there's a lot of stuff they could do. And I'll guarantee you, they've got their teams in place. They've got their patsies in place who they're going to set up. They're going to they'll run it during a drill. They'll set up people who are in the drill, probably kill them in apprehending them, kill any cops that ask questions, claim the terrorists killed the cops, just like Boston. I've seen them run these programs over and over again so we can learn to love our Obama and do whatever the globalists say. They're in charge because they think we're animals. The globalists are in charge because they sit there and manipulate us, and you know, we act like dumb animals. Well, guess what? We're not dumb animals, and we're waking up to what's going on, and we're upset about it. And we see the piles of steaming degeneracy that are the senators and others supporting war, and we know who they are. And now they've gone from not having the votes in the House to they might lose by 100 votes now, it's being reported. So then Obama says he'll go ahead with it. See, tyranny is like a juggernaut that has momentum. But once it goes into mud, and if it ever stops, folks, it ain't getting out. The New World Order has never stopped in the last 100 years or so. And always, if they start to stop, they'll stage something even bigger to get them out of it. So let me tell you, we're not winning this thing. We're in the fight. But we are winning the awakening. So I'd say your prayers today. And I'd call your friends and family and warn them about what's happening. I'd call everybody you know and tell them to tune into this show, whether it's on local AM and FM affiliates, whether it's on shortwave WWCR, whether you send people the link to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the listen page at Infowars.com/show with all the free podcasts and video feeds and iPhone and Android apps. I mean, we need people who are ready to wake up right now. They've already woken up to a certain extent. Let's wake them up all the way. Let's take them all the way. Let's go all the way right now, ladies and gentlemen, before the next big event gets staged. And the globalists, they may not stage something. I'm about 80%, 90% they're going to stage something. They may be smart enough to understand they may need to back off. Because I think if they stage something, it's going to blow up in their face even bigger. Now, that may mean they win for a while, but down the road, another 10 or 20 moves, it's the end. This is our gambit against them, ladies and gentlemen, our sacrifice. I'm ready to be a gambit. To win the game, folks, you've got to be a gambit. You know what a gambit is? It's a sacrifice of a pawn or a lesser piece to win the overall war. 9/11 was a gambit by the globalists. Kill some of us to get us all to give up our rights, have a fundamental transformation of the society. But people are now wise to all that. They're going to get more and more wise as the days, weeks, and months progress. Because the human survival instinct will end up prevailing, ladies and gentlemen. God put it in us. It's going to defeat the globalists. I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make the show possible. Very well-known, super high-quality product. It's what the professionals use. And you can get it for your car, your truck, or even industrial needs. PRIproducts.com. For fuel storage or fuel additives, an incredible line of products. Engine power will increase, will gain better performance. Your fuel will last longer. Your fuel will gain a 3-year shelf life. Fuel system, engine deposits will be prevented. Better gas mileage, PRIproducts.com. PRIproducts.com and their patriots, PRIproducts.com. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com to get American Drug War 2. To get other films that we're the exclusive distributors of, like State of Mind. To get the incredible quality ProPure Gravity Fed Filter, 10% off, promo code WATER. The lowest prices, the best. Quit drinking the globalist poison and support the broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com to get the ProPure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
healthy eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.